May it please Almighty God to bless us together this evening as we meditate in his holy word. Let us turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 13, and we'll read verse 6. The Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 13, and reading verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In the Word of God, there are many occasions where there is a record of God's help in one way and another. And that, of course, is a great blessing and it's a wonderful truth. And may it be in our lives that we indeed can look back, perhaps over days, perhaps over weeks, months, or years, or perhaps even today, and be able to confirm the Lord has been my helper. Indeed, I'm sure that every true child of God, every true believer can come and concur with that statement. The Lord has helped them. And therefore, perhaps we can think of the lines of the hymn which tells us, he who has helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to his praise. It's good if you and I are always looking for opportunities to thank God and to praise God for the help which he has granted to us. However, in this verse that we read this evening, the apostle says, the Lord is my helper. It was a present situation. And again, that's a wonderful blessing if the Lord gives us faith to be able to testify, the Lord is my helper. The Apostle Paul had so many evidences in his life when the Lord had helped him. The Lord had helped him to endure much physical opposition, helped him to endure mental opposition, and he was able, therefore, to thank God for the many occasions when the Lord had been with him. And we see then the confidence he now is able to speak to the Hebrews. The Lord is my helper. And of course, as we think of it, it relates really to what goes before in the previous verse, in the fifth verse, where he tells us, he starts off and says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. And that, of course, in itself is a very important admonition for all of us, because by nature we are covetous people. What a blessing it is then if he gives us, the Lord gives us, that spirit of contentment. The Word of God tells us godliness with contentment is great gain. For we have brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we shall carry nothing out. Well, the apostle then goes on to say, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. That's a tremendous promise, isn't it? Just think of that. Whatever condition, whatever situation you and I find ourselves in, this word remains true. He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, through life, and of course then through eternity. God never forsakes his people. Sometimes he withdraws his influence, but he never forsakes his people. What a mercy. What a blessing that is. And it's because of that humble confidence We may think it's not humble confidence, but in reality, it is a humble confidence. If you read the apostles' letters, you will know that he was a humble man, but he wanted to lift up the Lord high, to exalt his name, and therefore he tells the truth and doesn't suffer from mock humility. No, he's able to come and speak with this humble confidence. And so I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And then he says, so that we may boldly say, it's a blessing, isn't it? Sometimes we may feel to be very timid. Sometimes we are very timid. Sometimes perhaps we deserve to be timid. But what a mercy it is when God gives us living faith, God-given faith, because that's how it is that you and I can come and speak in such a way. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And yet you see, it's God-given faith. What a mercy it is, because as it's his faith, which he gives to us, then he receives, and he must receive, the honour and glory for it. And so, Paul says, so that we may boldly say, armed with this great promise, I would never leave thee nor forsake thee. We can then come humbly and yet boldly and say, the Lord is my helper. And he goes on then and says, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. We know, of course, the fear of man brings a snare. But here we have Paul with that humble confidence in his God. And indeed, he tells us, doesn't he? If God be for us, who can be against us? He had proved it. He knew the truth of it. What a blessing it is in our lives. If we proved it and we know the truth of it and are able therefore to come and say, having obtained help of God, we continue unto this day. The Apostle Paul knew that. He received the help of God. He did continue, and he would continue, because indeed the Lord was his helper. Well, I wonder whether tonight we can humbly stand and say with that gracious boldness in these words, indeed, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. He has been, and he is today, and he always will be. You see, you and I cannot do things in our own strength. We may sometimes think we can. We sometimes think we're equipped and able to do this and to do that. This problem comes, this difficulty comes, and we think we have the ability and the knowledge to stand and resist all those oppositions. Well, the apostle knew where his strength lay. And he tells us, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. It's a lovely word, isn't it, in the Philippians. It's a gracious word. It's a glorious truth. And it's true, you know, of all the church of God. As he says, I can do all things, not through his own strength, not through his own ability, through Christ. His strength rested in the Saviour. And may it be so with us today. May our strength rest indeed with what the Saviour's done. In the Psalms, the Psalms are full of the gracious dealings of God with the soul. So many are penned by David himself. And we testify there in those Psalms of how God led him, how God strengthened him, how God blessed him, how he went in the strength of the Lord is God. And in the 118th Psalm, it's a very glorious statement in the sixth verse. And this is what it says. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord is on my side. It's very similar, really, to this word we brought this evening. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is on my side. You see, we should be honest, should we not, in the things of God. And we should not be those who doubt the grace and the mercy and the love of God toward us. Because if the Lord has loved us with an everlasting love, and I'm sure we all hope he has, and I hope some of us know he has by a gracious and personal experience. And if he has indeed loved us with everlasting love, then surely such a word as this must follow. The Lord is my helper. And as he said, David said, the Lord is on my side. There was this follow on, wasn't there? Because of that humble confidence in his God, he was able to come and say, I will not fear. I will not fear. By nature, we do fear. And there's many words of encouragement in the Word of God to strengthen us. The 46th Psalm speaks of that, doesn't it? When the psalmist said, God is our refuge. He joins together the whole church of God. Include you and me, my friends. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord doesn't leave us and forsake us. He doesn't wander off and say, well, get on with that problem by yourself. No, the Lord stands by us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. No need to fear. If God is for us, if God is with us, if God stands by us. Therefore, will not we fear. Although the earth be removed, and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and the mountains shake with the dwelling thereof, however bad and terrible the scene may seem, to have this humble confidence in our God and be able to echo these words, the Lord is my helper. I sometimes think and I sometimes refer to that psalm that David wrote, the 142nd Psalm, which is a gracious word and explains where David was and how he reacted. Because he tells us, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. Here he was pleading, crying to God, his helper. He tells us, I poured out my complaint before him. What a mercy you and I can pour out our heart to our God. Other people perhaps wouldn't understand, but God knows all about us. God knows why he brings us into trials, why he brings us into difficult paths. It's to cause us to testify that God is our helper. And so he tells us, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path, no one else. But God knew his path. And God knows our path. God knows your path. And he knows my path. Thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have I privily laid a snare for me. The devil's always trying to lay traps and snares for us. We need to always be on our watchtower. He's very active. He never tires. He's always there to try and destroy our soul. And sometimes it casts us down. But nonetheless, let us have our confidence in our God. And David tells us, I looked on my right hand. Behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Well, sometimes that may be true. But bless God, the Lord, as we've already said in that fifth verse, never leaves us nor forsakes us. He doesn't fail us. Man may fail us. And it may appear, it may be so. No man cared for my soul. And then he says, I cried unto thee. O Lord, I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Where was he? With confidence in his God as his helper. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. God's people are brought very low. David was brought very low, as we read here. Paul was brought very low. Many of God's people, evidence in the writings in the Word of God, were brought very low. But that doesn't mean to say they're forsaken. It doesn't mean to say God is still in that place, not their helper. God is their helper. And God is with them. And God is gracious to them. And God is mindful of them. And then you see, he says, deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. And then bring my soul out of prison. That's how it may seem to us. Sometimes we may feel to be in prison. And in prison perhaps with the devil. And the gate's locked. And we can't deliver ourselves. No, but the Lord can and does deliver his people. He brings them into a time of want. So if everything was smooth and plain sailing, we wouldn't pray. If everything was no problem, we wouldn't seek unto our God. But the Lord sees fit to bring us into these conditions, which causes us to pray unto God and to have that humble faith that the Lord is my helper, even in the prison. The Lord is my helper. And with confidence to come to this God and pray, bring my soul out of prison. Why did David pray that? Because he believed in his God. He believed his God would bring him out of prison. And indeed, his Lord God did bring him out of prison. And how true that is with the true church of God. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. You see, there we have again his humble confidence in his God. Although he was in this condition, although he was in prison, he looked beyond the prison bars. He looked to that time when he believed God would compass him about and deal bountifully with him. So that God does deal bountifully with his people in his time, in his way, for his honor and for his glory, so that then we praise our God from whom all blessings flow. There's a cause then, and there's a reason to praise God, isn't there? Because the Lord has heard our prayers. And indeed we can come and boldly say, he who hath delivered, and whom I trust, will yet deliver. This is the God that we have. This is the God that we adore. A well-known psalm, Psalm 121, touches on the truth of these things. And when the psalmist tells us, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The great God, the ruler of the universe, the creator of the universe. That's who the psalmist's confidence was in. And so tonight, may our confidence be in our God, and be able to come with a right spirit and yet a humble spirit, and be able to say boldly, to his honour and glory, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. Will not fear what man shall do unto me. Poor, weak, sinful man. Indeed, Isaiah, that gracious prophet, speaks many fear nots. He tells us in the 41st chapter, there's a number of times where it speaks about fear not in that chapter. We won't read it all, but just one verse, which is very beautiful. And that's verse 10. This is what it says. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Again, let me repeat. If God be for us, who can be against us? No one can stand against Almighty God. If God's on our side, what a wonderful blessing. What a wonderful favour. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Sometimes we are. That's because our faith is weak. That's because we look at ourselves. We are to look up. Look up. Not look down. The more you and I look down, the worse we'll get. Look up. We look up. Where are we looking? We're looking to the Saviour. We're looking to the Lord Jesus Christ. That great and glorious God. Yes, says Isaiah. Therefore will not we fear. Sorry. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Held up by God's right hand. We may think perhaps we're going to fall. We may think we're going to collapse. We may think we can't go any further. Trust in the Lord at all times. All times. Not just when things are going smoothly. Trust in the Lord at all times when things appear to be going badly. Remember such a word as this. In what appears to be our bad times, our difficult times, perhaps our far off times, the Lord is still there. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man should do unto me. Sometimes it may seem the Lord's hiding his face. Well, the psalmist felt it, and he cried, and he said, hide not thy face far from me. He didn't want God to hide his face from him. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. You see, he was able to remind God that he had been his help. Now let's look back in our lives. And let's look back to a time when God has helped us. Helped us to look to him. Helped us to consider him. See, when the Lord brings us to that place where we consider him, what he endured, it puts everything in a right perspective, everything in a right place. And we can thank the Lord that he hasn't left us and that he's dealing with us in love. And so And David says, thou hast been my help, and therefore leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Yes, his reliance was upon his God, the God of his salvation. Well, may we tonight know the wonderful favour and the wonderful blessing of that. And perhaps we find ourselves like Samuel in his day and age. Samuel had quite a remarkable life. We know the Lord dealt with him very graciously when he was a lad, and of course he became a very important person. But God was with him again and again. And there was that occasion when we're told what he did, that he might remember what God had done. It's a well-known little phrase. It's worth repeating. Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shem and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Well, tonight, may we be able to say, yes, hitherto has the Lord helped me to look out of myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps we feel overwhelmed with sin. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the Saviour. Lead me to Calvary to see the Lord Jesus there, suffering and bleeding and dying on my behalf. You see, if the Lord blesses us with a humble confidence in that great and wonderful truth, then surely we can say, in all humbleness and yet truthfully, as we have, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen.